Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
That gets louder at the end by itself, by the way. I don't have anything to do with that. Good evening. Thank you for joining me in my little corner of the internet. You can call me Mudtoe. And this is my Midnight Garden. Midnight Eastern time, anyway. And I do welcome you. Come over here. I keep thinking I should do this thing about, you know, it's the garden metaphors. You should come over here by the collard greens. You know, have a seat. Have a seat with me by the celery stalks and let us talk of things that are good and true. I don't know. Maybe I'm not that clever. But anyway, I'm glad you're here. I'll try and keep you, if not entertained, at least occupied for the next 30 minutes. It's only 28:30 now. It's already got a minute and 30 seconds in. So last Midnight Garden of July, I think I'm right about that. Yes. 1,000 years happens on Sunday here in my large city in the Midwest. It's not night of it. There's a day of 1,000 drummers. It's something of 1,000 drummers. And, you know, we've never really quite gotten 1,000, but we've gotten a lot of drummers, and it's quite impressive. I know I went to what I believe it was probably the second one. I brought a camera to record some of the a video camera to record some of the proceedings. And the city bus dropped me off, you know, at the main artery, and I had a little bit of walking to do to get, you know, to the park where the drummers were drumming. And I walked. I got past here. There's the main artery, and then there was a library right there. And then behind the library were some tennis courts that I believe belonged to the local high school. And beyond the tennis courts was a little bit of a, you know, walk through some trees, and then you get into the park. Well, I was in between the library and the tennis courts, and I could hear the drums. At first, I thought I was crazy. You know, I can't hear those drums from this distance. There's no way. But no, I could hear them. You know, couldn't make out a lot of detail, but I could hear the thump, 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 and definitely some drumming happening, some drumming going on, and a good, you know, 15, 20 minutes walk further before I got there. So drum beats carry some distance, which is probably a reason why they were used for long distance communication in ancient times. You know, that sort of distance, you know, you can inhibit their ways to enhance the way the drum beat carries. You know, you don't have to be, we're sitting in the middle of a city, you know, with city noises, you know, all around me, and I'm still hearing it carry, you know, 15, 20 minutes walk. I think that's pretty impressive. And I think this is the fifth year, and you get to see people that you didn't see. There's people come in from out of state, and you never see them at any time except for the festival. I know there are some people who aren't going to be there this year because there were some competing events. And, you know, that's always sad, but, you know, you get to see their posts, their posts on Facebook, and so it's, you know, almost like talking to them. I think events like this, you know, the people who are supposed to be there are there. And, I think we get even, you know, one or two people who have left us and, you know, gone through the veil, moved on, you know, whatever euphemism you want to use. Who have died, I think show up to drum and dance with us. I know one or two in particular who had limitations of their physical bodies. They couldn't dance, at least they couldn't dance the way they wanted to. And I think I think they're enjoying that freedom now of being able to come to the Thousand Drummers or whatever, you know, whatever drumming event they choose. They got a standing ticket and to come back and dance the way, you know, dance the way they always wanted to dance. I'm quite sure that happens. So anyway, that's that. What's been happening? I sort of jumped to what's happening in the future. I didn't cover what's happened since last we spoke. I've started doing some work on my grant writing project. I need to report to my my boss, who's my assistant principal from high school. I'm pretty sure I've told this story on the show that encountered him at my mother's church. Christian church that I was brought up in, encountered him at Easter time, and he's also a Facebook friend, so I hadn't been, you know, completely cut off from him. And we spoke a little bit, and you know, I told him, you know, what I was up to, and you know, trying to find, you know, find something stable, and he's offered me the opportunity to write grants for this organization that he heads up, charitable organization for children. So I spent some time tonight. I spent a few days kind of thinking about what I wanted it to look like. And today I actually, you know, pushed some buttons, did some stuff, you know, created a Google Docs domain. And my thought is for these, you know, grant requests that, you know, I'm going to need people on the, you know, a person or people on the board, you know, to look over these grant requests and make sure I'm not saying something that isn't true. You know, I don't have, obviously, an encyclopedic knowledge of the things the various people on the board are working on. So, you know, I want them to consult on these things and not to, you know, I want to do an ad for Google Docs, but it is a platform that's an easily accessible one that, you know, but basically anybody can get to that I can put, you know, a proposed grant request. Again, what would you call it? Just a grant, right? We just call it writing grants. So, it's, you know, grant proposal. And you know, anybody who's involved can go on the Google Docs or Google Docs domain and look at what I've done and make suggestions and changes and whatnot. So I went ahead and set that up. And tomorrow I start filling it up with stuff because I want to evaluate, so you know, identify and then evaluate some granting. Organizations, you know, that might be interested in us, you know, the kind of work that we want to do, and sort of go through them and evaluate, you know, 1, 2, 3 or whatever, you know, what to think the ones that I would attack first, and put that in a big spreadsheet, you know, just to keep all the information in a place where everybody can see it, you know, very easily. The kind of stuff I used to do all the time to help keep people straight. You know, when I was running a computer lab at Ohio State, just finding a place to put all the information in one place so everybody knew where to find it, and whether that was online or offline. As time went on, it tended to be more online. Newsletter and whatnot might be something that happens with you know, what we're doing. There's already a website. John, my boss, has expressed, I don't want to say dissatisfaction. He would like there to be the person who's been working on it just hadn't been able to put a lot of time into it. But he wants it to say more than it does. So I don't think that's something. Web design and that sort of thing, I've really never done. I had a website of my own a couple times. Wasn't head over heels, you know, handsprings, happy with either of them. It's interesting. One of them sort of reared its ugly head today. I had a website for my videography business, and whoever the host was, I don't even remember. You know, they offered you could have, you know, the deal was you'd get 5 websites. You know, 5 different websites on their one hosting deal. So you have one, you'll get 4 free. I don't know if it was free. I think maybe it's like $5 each for the other 4. And I didn't have any reason to want to use these websites. So I happened to be on the board at the local amateur theater, little theater. And so I just, and they didn't have a website. So, you know, with the permission of the rest of the board, I went ahead and built one. They're just using one of those websites that, you know, they already had anyway. You know, I just chip in $5 for it, $5 a year, I think it was. And that was that. Well, when I wasn't on the board anymore, some time passed, and then somebody came along and wanted to sort of take over that. Well, someone I wasn't doing it anymore. Somebody else on the board was doing it. And then they came up with somebody else who went, okay, they have many wonderful, great ideas, and they were going to do the website, which is fine. But it becomes, you know, when you're going to transfer, it's much more of a hassle than one would think it would be to transfer a web domain name. It really, you think that with all of the technology that goes into this now, it really would be easier to do this, and it's not. And I got kind of dragged back into it. You know, I had to talk on the phone to someone and assure them that this person who was calling them was not a terrorist who was trying to subvert the government by, you know, getting my website away from me. It was indeed someone who was who had a legitimate, you know, use for this web. So I used to be on the board, now he's on the board, that kind of thing. And that, you know, that finally got accomplished, and I thought that was the end of it. Well, then I was looking, because as I was setting up this new, you know, Google Docs domain, I saw an old domain that I haven't used for a long time, and I didn't realize it still existed. I thought that I had gotten rid of it. Evidently, I didn't, or I was unsuccessful. So I got on there to see, you know, what might be going on, and sure enough, I had emails from the little theater saying, we're having trouble getting the website re-registered. Can you call us? And I'm like, oh. So I just wrote them back today, an email that was written in April of 2016. I replied to today. I said, you know, I don't know how helpful I can be, but yeah, certainly I can, you know, can tell you whatever I can remember. I mean, I don't even remember what the name of the hosting company was. And it wasn't anything, you know, it wasn't like I was doing, you know, this registering and getting the web hosting all in line and all of that. It's just I went in, you know, whatever this hosting company was, I just used their website to register everything. I didn't know what was happening. I was just typing stuff into fields, you know. I'm a consumer, you know, I know it's a consumer doesn't have. I don't under really, I can't tell you how, in any more than a general way, how an internal combustion engine works. But I can drive a car. You know, that's kind of what it is. I couldn't build, let's put it this way. I couldn't build an internal combustion engine, but I can drive a car. I couldn't build a website, but, you know, I can use one. So that's where we're at with that. I had mentioned, you know, I'm going to be, for this work that I'm doing for my old assistant principal, he's going to be throwing me some money for that. So I want to make sure I make you a legitimate, you know, I'm more or less keeping track of the hours that I put in, and you know, I want it to be legitimate. You know, I don't want it to seem legitimate. I want it to be legitimate. You know, amount of work, you know, that's appropriate, you know, for that amount of hours and for the amount of money that he's given me. The first time I've ever really worked this way. So, you know, I want there to be no disappointments. I don't want to say, oh, geez, I wish you'd have done more than that. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to, I don't want to leave anything on the table either, being having been trained at least as a good capitalist. I think it'll be all right. You know, I have a firm idea of what I want to do, and I have keep track of my hours and be somewhere between 20 and 25 hours on this by the time we meet on Thursday. And you know, plenty of stuff to show him when I go to his office. You know, I won't be done in 5 minutes. There'll be plenty of stuff for me to show him. You know, I can't see why there would be any problem. But then I always get nervous about things like this. I always get nervous when the quality of my work is being judged. Even though generally throughout my life, I've always done pretty well. There's only been, it's funny, I was talking to my therapist about this today. there have only been a couple times that I can remember in my life that I became aware that someone was unhappy with the quality of my work. And the one I remember most clearly is the first job I had. We did business with a gentleman from England, and he had invented this this process for making ceramics, and our company licensed this process from him. And he would come by, a couple times. He'd come over from England a couple times a year to see what we were doing and to show us what he was doing. So we keep this this whole thing, this whole thing moving forward. And there was another guy who did pretty much the same job I did. There were two of us dividing up the sort of research responsibilities, and he had been there longer than I had. I guess he had, I can't remember whether it was a written document or whether he had overheard a telephone call, but he communicated to me that Richard, the guy from England, was unhappy with the amount of work I had been completing on his projects. And I was at that time, I was a young guy, just working in industry. I can't put myself up against him, but I had a heavy, where there were other things. It wasn't the only thing I was doing. And my boss hadn't indicated that, he hadn't said that he was unhappy with the way I was prioritizing the projects. So I didn't know that he had, he really had a reason to be like that. And I didn't seem as if, my boss had taken it to heart. I never heard anything from him about him. It was that thing, when he would come over from then on, and he'd be, real friendly and stuff. And I was like, yeah, right. Try and get me in trouble. I see. But I did make an effort, by the same token, I did make an effort to have all my I's dotted and all my T's crossed every time he came over. I wanted to be able to talk a lot about what I was doing. So to get that impression that there were blank spots. Kind of like I was just saying with this project I'm working on now. I just don't want to sit across from John and talk to him for 5 minutes and then have nothing else to say. You want to be able to fill the space with good stuff, with informative stuff, and all will be well. Should be. Now, what's all this stuff I've been as modulation and demodulation? When I think about it, I thought about modulation yesterday. I hadn't. It's a funny word, and I hadn't thought about it for a long time. When I learned it, modulation for me was about, the way your things you do with your voice to convey an emotion or an impression. You change your voice from its sort of natural timbre to express something. That was, you modulated your voice. And then when I took a class, the last class I took in my college career, actually, as my PhD career was about to come to a crashing halt, I took a class on the history of digital technology, of all things, because I had sort of been given a false impression about what the PhD program was going to be about. I thought it was going to be a lot of exploration. I thought it was going to be more small d democratic than it was. But in fact, about 2/3 of the hours were required hours. I just didn't get to do as much of the fun stuff as I thought I was going to get to do. So when I knew it was coming, I more or less knew it was coming to an end, I just took this, hell with it. I just took a class. I needed to take a class to keep my grant coming in. So I took the one I wanted to take. It was about the history of digital technology. And they talked a lot at the beginning of the course about modulation and demodulation. And it's the way that information gets broadcast. When broadcasting was invented, they needed a way to be able to, because they couldn't, they could create, even before digital technology, they could create an analog source, a Victrola as an analog source for reproducing sound. But you couldn't broadcast sounds that were on that wavelength because it wasn't, you need certain wavelengths to be able to, they decided, and there are certain wavelengths that work best for the transmission of we call the radio waves, that part of the electromagnetic spectrum, and it's a lot different. Those wavelengths are a lot longer than the ones typically encountered for acoustics. So modulation is a system by which they took those carrier waves, those waves that are going to be, the radio waves, the long waves, and encoded the sound, encoded the acoustic information inside of the waves by fooling around with properties of the waves other than the wavelength, like say the amplitude, which created amplitude modulation, which is AM. Something people my age will remember. Or you could do frequency modulation, which is FM. Or, these days you can modulate, polarized modulization for the fiber thing, the fiber optics thing. Any number of different ways you could encode the information in the wave and then broadcast it. And then pick it up on your receiver, and then the receiver demodulates it. So modulate and demodulate, encoding information, then essentially changing the form of the information that you want to send, into a form that's easier to send, and then changing it back when it gets to the original source. And it took some level of brilliance to think of that. The things that we consider to be so simple. Somebody had to have a really clever idea to make that work. But I was thinking of it in terms of, for video shows, I'm looking for, my life going forward in ways for me to take my life forward and to take my experiences, good and bad, and turn them into something that's something that takes me to the next place, wherever that might be. So what about taking that sort of the carrier wave of experience, which is, from my point of view, fixed. It's happened. I can't change it. I don't have the power to bend time and space. So experience is what it is now and forever. But can I, by studying that experience, by allowing that experience to encompass me in a way, not overwhelm me. I mean, so that would be a danger of it. But in some way, encoding what I aspire to, what I would want my life to be, and encoding that within the experience, and allowing the experience to carry that and me forward. Does that make any sense at all? Because I think you can't see the pictures. I got pictures up here on, I looked up so I could, in case I got stuck, I could get help from someone who can more intelligently explain what modulation and demodulation. Modulation is usually applied to electromagnetic signals, radios, radio, lasers, optics, computer networks. Modulation can even be applied to a direct current, which can be treated as a degenerate carrier wave, with amplitude zero and frequency zero, mainly by turning it on and off, as in Morse code telegraphy, or applied to alternating current, as with power line networking. This particular website needs somebody who can write a little better. All technically correct, but not easy to sort all of that out. That's if I were ambitious, and I was not. Just posted, this is modulation. It was posted, an article posted by Margaret Rouse in whatis.com. And Margaret, you got a lot of wonderful basically easy. It's not. She hasn't overwhelmed us with the tech, but just need to call it out, organize it a little bit better, make it easier to understand. Probably do that for you. Get you in with this in between what I'm going to be doing for grant writing here. The next. Here's what I was looking for, though. They got these very nice pictures of what amplitude modulation and frequency modulation looks like, how they encode the information within the carrier wave. So as the carrier wave is what gets broadcast, but sort of interruptions in the carrier wave become the signal that's then pulled out on the other end when you demodulate. They do that with infrared too. It says here a network hub. This is a modem. By the way, the word modem is modulation demodulation. Did you know that? I don't know. Multiple times. Margaret has asked a question on her own article. A gap in her own knowledge, perhaps. There's a time. I mean, I had a friend who used to run meditations and did a lot of stuff with crystals and whatnot. And he had a friend who did a lot of this writing, on websites. And you write a short article about something, and he thought that would be good for me. And I just never. One of many things I just never been able to get off of square one about it. To me, I sort of need to be. I don't think I'd be terribly effective just writing about any old topic, having to do the research and come up with it, you take Margaret's writing there and turn it into something that's a little bit more readable. Doing that day in day out, I don't know if that would appeal to me. It kind of needs something that I can be interested in. So that's what what happens with this grant running. I'm going to do. Am I going to be able to stay interested in it? I hope so. Certainly, it has the service element that I've always said I wanted in a job. Maybe we don't know how much money is going to be involved and whether it can be some sort of full time thing or not. But it's something, and it's something to keep me busy and keep me out of trouble. And I'm certainly all for that. I was checking a post on my Facebook to see if that was somebody saying something about this topic, but it was not. So, see, it wasn't that easy. We're almost all the way through the episode. All Mudtoe has to do is flap his gums for half an hour, and then we're done. I can. I used to boast when I was in PhD school that I could speak intelligently on just about any topic. For 20 minutes, I didn't have to make anything up. Didn't have to know terribly lot about it, but I could speak intelligently and fairly entertainingly, if that's a word. So I don't know. Is that a skill that I could monetize somehow? I don't know. Maybe. Perhaps I should encode that in my experience somewhere. Thank you for joining me in the Midnight Garden tonight. We'll rotate the crops and come up with something new for you next week. If you'll come back, the idea of the show is that hopefully these words that I say reach at least one person who needs to hear them, which means I have to have an audience or that doesn't work. So thank you for joining me. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors. I'll be here next week. Please come back and have a pleasant good evening.